So I want to just, in terms of this issue of ibrutinib, I mean, you were talking before about the cardiac problems. Can you talk about what happened with your 85-year-old lady?
This, again, older patient, no prior cardiac history. She had relatively low-risk CLL, which had had a prolonged remission to fludarabine rituximab and progressed. This was a couple of years ago now, after probably 7 or 8 years on the fludarabine rituximab. And so she didn't want to come in much, wanted something easy, oral. So we didn't enroll her on a trial. We just started her on ibrutinib. But then a couple weeks later, she was admitted with a heart failure and at least acutely a reduced ejection fraction, needed to be diuresed. And so we held the ibrutinib then for a while. But then I tried again a month later in case it wasn't related to the ibrutinib. But the same thing happened, and she was readmitted. And then she said she was done with it. Fortunately, she actually did have some disease response from this very short duration, and we didn't need to do anything again.
So you've just been observing her?
Yes.
Still a pretty scary story. How many times have you seen something like that?
The congestive heart failure recurrently, not that many times, maybe 3 or 4. The other issue that's come up with the very old patients is complete heart block. I've had perhaps 4 or 5 patients need pacemakers in that setting, and we did have one patient here who had a cardiac arrest from complete heart block. Fortunately, was in the hospital at the time, so was able to be resuscitated.
Wow, interesting.